This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of false views of truth. A 12th false view of truth is this. It is a false view of truth to hold that truth cannot be a dynamic force in our world today. In connection with this point, I must admit that there is a gigantic amount of evil in the world in which you and I live. I must admit that there is a growing tendency toward anarchy, toward utter contempt for law and authority, that there is a growing tendency toward indifference and even contempt for religion. But while I admit that such is the case in our world today, I do not admit for a moment that the gospel is powerless to change matters. I say that for at least these reasons. First, I say it because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And secondly, I say it because the gospel has already demonstrated its power in the lives of men and women. I mean by this, it has demonstrated its power to change men from being drunkards, liars, and fornicators, and whatever, into being men who are true followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shortly before, during, and immediately after the period of the ministry of Jesus Christ on this earth, much the same situation prevailed throughout the entire Roman Empire, which then had its tentacles of domination over most of the then inhabited earth. The same position then prevails as now prevails. There was growing contempt for law and order. There was growing indifference to religion. The Roman legions did not forbid the religions of the people whom they conquered, but they simply absorbed them into their own culture. Because religion and religious leaders stood for so little, because the proposition set forth by devotees of various religions seemed to matter so little, the people in large measure grew indifferent to religion. While it may have been the case that almost everyone was religious, it was also the case that being religious did not really do anything for those who were religious. But while matters religious were going sleepily along, suddenly there erupted a force which shook that mighty Roman Empire to its very foundations. Soon this force was the topic of conversation on practically every street corner and in every living room from Rome to Jerusalem. What was that church? It was the church, the people who had been purchased out of sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. What were they doing to cause such a stir? They were preaching a message and applying that message to their own lives. What was that message? Just the pure, unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, nothing more, nothing less. Who were these people who were doing this preaching? Were they soldiers, politicians, philosophers? No, they were people from all walks of life. Some were poor, some were rich, some were well educated, others were not. Some followed this trade and others followed that trade. None of these things were crucial matters. What was crucial was the fact that they had obeyed the truth, the gospel, and they were preaching that truth. They preached that message and only that message everywhere. They preached it without compromise. They let people know that they were lost in sin and that only through Christ, in obedience to His gospel, could they be saved.